The Brendan O'Connor Show on RTE Radio 1 with All Care Pharmacy. Advice and expertise on the relief you need from hay fever at All Care Community Pharmacies across Ireland.
We've talked on the show before about, remember that book Bungalow Bliss that inspired a whole generation of people in Ireland to build their own houses? Well, my next guest has written kind of a 21st century version of this. Harrison Gardner, welcome to the show.
Hi, Brendan. Thanks for having me.
So first off, let's get who you are and everything. So you would describe yourself as an eco-builder?
Sure, yeah. I'm an eco-builder. I build homes. These days I teach people how to build their own homes. So I'm mostly focused on teaching people the skills and the knowledge and the things that they might need to know, how to use the tools to actually go about building their own home.
And not to be afraid, I think, is a big part of it, isn't it? You were kind of reared on a building site, weren't you?
Absolutely, yeah. My parents decided to build their own home when I was 4 years old, and I ended up finishing that home when I was about 18 years old. So it never wasn't a building site. You know, it slowly got bit by bit added to it as they earned the money over the years.
Okay. But that was in Australia, but that wouldn't have been unusual.
You know, there's a much bigger culture of building your own home in Australia. It wasn't unusual for people to build their own. I think the 14-year lapse that it took wasn't the most common, but it was perfectly fine for us growing up.
Could you say early on in the book that the idea of the finished home that we have now is actually quite a recent notion?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, homes, they're not stagnant things, you know. They kind of grow with us and they change with us depending what our hobbies are, what our needs are, what our family is like when we have kids, when the kids leave, when the grandparents come to stay. We're always needing different spaces, new hobbies, new studios, a workshop, whatever it is. And so the home has to be able to adapt to that. And if you can learn the skills you need to adapt your own home to that, and it doesn't have to be as big as building a huge extension. It might be making a small room so you can have some privacy to write your first book about building that you've never done before, you know?
And you wrote that book, by the way, in a house you built yourself, yeah?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I'll say I built it in conjunction with some builders about 200 years ago who started okay. Stone Cottage and got it up out of the ground. And coming from Australia, being able to buy a stone cottage here in Ireland felt like I was buying a castle. We don't have buildings that old in Australia. And it was a really exciting thing to be able to peel back all the renovations from the 80s and the 90s and the 2000s to get rid of them all and get it back to that beautiful original stone structure. And we've really tried to celebrate that as much as we can in the finished house now.
Yeah, you see, we probably don't appreciate a lot of those kind of things. So before you landed in Ireland, I gather you were kind of a conventional builder for a while, and then tell me about you kind of went off on this trip.
Yeah, so I started in conventional building, in timber frame and brick and block building. And then I went traveling overseas to share the building skills, and I went to some developing countries to show them my style of building, which I realized a few years later was a really foolish thing to do. Okay. And so I went back again to all these countries as a student. And I learned in the slums of India how to build with recycled materials and how to build with whatever you have access to. And then I went out to the Ran of Kutch and learned how to build with adobe and clay and whatever they could find. And then I ended up doing a whole natural building journey that ended me up with a company called Earthship Biotexture, which are based in the United States in New Mexico. And I was the international foreman for Earthships for 6 years. So I did all the jobs outside of America. So I was building in Japan, Australia, Colombia, down in South America, wherever the jobs came up, I would go get all the materials together, gather the crew, and we'd put these buildings together and teach people while we did it.
All right, like a kind of a pirate or something. Yeah. And then how did you end up here? You ended up here then renovating the Fun Valley Cafe.
Exactly. Weirdly. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. I had just finished a job in Iceland, and my next job was down in Malawi, and Ireland seemed on the way, somewhere on the way, and I had 3 months to spare. So a friend told me to come, actually the photographer for the book, Shantanu Starek, told me to come and meet the owners of the Fumbly Cafe, Ashling and Luca. And so I did, and I met them, and they had just bought the building next door, the stables. And so I struck a deal with them that if they fed me 3 meals a day out of the cafe, that I'd work for free in the stables for